Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. This is Gary Zimak. Great to be with you here on this Friday, October the 27th. We have got a special show for you today. Our friend Teresa Peterson, singer-songwriter, is in the house. She's going to be performing live. Dave Parker.
Hey, good morning, Gary. How are you?
I am great. It's exciting. It's been too long since Teresa and her husband, James, have been with
Absolutely.
Us. They're both coming
Welcome
on the
aboard.
Air today.
Welcome aboard, guys.
So yeah. We are going to bring them on shortly. Before we do, as we do each day, let's kick things off with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for bringing us to this new day. We ask you, Father, to bless our time together, to help us all with the problems that we face, the challenges that we meet this day. Grant us the grace that we need to be able to continue on. And may all we do, Father in heaven, bring glory to your name. We ask you to speak through us on this program today so that your message, the message that you have, will be proclaimed from our lips. Help us to get out of the way so your message can go forth. And we ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Wow. Beautiful
Dave Parker,
prayer.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's always good to start off with prayer, right? To ask
Absolutely.
The Lord for the help that we need to get through the day.
Absolutely. Yes.
Too many
yes.
times we don't do that. Too many times we forget to do that. Now, today is a very special day for me, Dave. I want to point out October the 27th. My daughters, Mary and Elizabeth, they're turning 20 today.
Wow.
And you know the
Happy
story,
birthday.
And many of the listeners know the story as well. The girls were never supposed to be born alive. They had a 10% chance of being born alive. So we, Eileen and I, are so grateful that Mary and Elizabeth are turning 20 today. It's just a reminder that Dave...
And they're beautiful
girls,
I'm
thank
telling you.
You.
Young
thank
women.
You. They take after Eileen. You can't disagree
you
with
said.
That, brother.
but you took the words out of my mouth, Zimak. Come on.
But we all have to remember that with God, all things are possible. We can't ever forget that.
Yes.
Whatever.
I know.
So yes. Anybody listening, if you're facing anything today and you're saying, well, that's not possible, there's no way this can happen, with God, all things are possible. I am someone
Amen.
Who has seen this. We have seen the miracle. Mm-hmm. And we can all, if we look in our own lives, Dave, see so many miracles.
Yeah, absolutely. In my walk, my journey coming back, I owe to so many good people, but the Holy Spirit inspiring them to further entice me back, mm-hmm. you know, on my walk, you know?
Right. And it is it's an ongoing journey for all of us.
And I'm a convert, you know? I was a Lutheran growing up. I had a great, you know, great pastor and everything else, but there was something missing. And I know, Gary, you're a revert and you have your story. You know, you were a cradle Catholic.
Yeah.
And your walk back was, it's still continuing.
It's still continuing.
It never ends.
And I think sometimes we forget that. We think, well, it's done. All right, I'm converted now. I can just sit back. That's just not the way it works.
Flip the switch. Hey, I'm a convert. Here I am.
I wish it would work that way because I'm basically a lazy person. And you know, unfortunately, the Lord is working with me. I keep telling him, Lord, I've got enough material. Mm-hmm. You don't need to give me more material for my talks.
Yes.
But that's always going to be the way it is. Mm-hmm. When we walk with him, he will challenge us each
Absolutely.
Day
yes.
because he knows what we need.
Well, I was going to say, Gary, I mean, in the year that we've been on, and we celebrated our one-year anniversary on the 10th of October, but the guests that that are coming to us through the Holy Spirit, but through the network, and you're blessed contacts, I'm telling you.
Praise God. I mean, it's really the Holy Spirit providing people, such as Teresa Peterson, who's coming back. I mean, you talk about a glutton for punishment. This is her third time.
Yeah, really? Working with us? Come on.
I know. It's amazing. You know, but, you know, I have to be here with you, Dave.
Back at you, brother.
Can you feel the love? I'm just a little miffed. I'm still waiting for my first anniversary present.
I know.
You're probably waiting it for it to arrive, and you're
well. Yeah,
is that
I am.
What
it is? I have an
and
inbox. My name is emblazoned on there. It says Dave Parker. We're in my inbox. Come on. We're kidding, folks. Of course,
I'm not.
Okay. Well, I Garrett's come. It's in the mail, bro.
But this is—it's such a blessing to be a part of what I really feel is the work of the Holy Spirit. When we sit back and watch the Holy Spirit send us these guests, and incredibly, to watch this show evolve, is just a wonderful thing. So I'm blessed to be a part of it.
And I was just going to say, and here it is on Friday, the 27th, And but what a week, you know. And let's harken back to last weekend and Saturday, the wine conference.
Right.
I still am basking in the glow, the afterglow of the wine conference. Incredible. You know, we were there, Frank, Gary, and I, and 1,250 women. There were a few other guys there, but it was so beautiful.
But it really was.
So beautiful to look out and where we were broadcasting and to look out into the congregation, into the church, and all these beautiful, you know, Christian women on their various walks.
Very inspiring day. So we were blessed to be a part of that. But Dave, I think it's a good time to take a look at today's gospel.
Okay.
Sounds good? Today we're going to look at Luke chapter 12, verses 54 through 59. Once again, the Lord's got tough words for us, but I think if we're going to have this authentic relationship with Jesus, we've got to hear things, not just that we want to hear, but we have to hear some things sometimes that we don't want to hear. So,
oh yes,
he's going to be tough with us today. Luke chapter 12, again, 54 through 59. Jesus said to the crowds, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, you say immediately that it is going to rain. And so it does. And when you notice that the wind is blowing from the south, you say that it is going to be hot. And so it is. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. Why do you not know how to interpret the present time? Why do you not judge for yourselves what is right? If you are to go with your opponent before a magistrate, make an effort to settle the matter on the way. Otherwise, your opponent will turn you over to the judge, and the judge hand you over to the constable, and the constable throw you into prison. I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny." That's a tough message, Dave.
What's happening here
is that we are headed toward the end of the church year. We're a few weeks away from the liturgical or the church year coming to an end. You're going to see a lot more messages about end times. I don't think that's a depressing or discouraging message, because we talk a lot about this on the show. The Lord is trying to give us a sense of urgency.
Yes, yes, he is.
Our lives are not, on this earth, our lives are not infinite.
We will
live eternally, but we've got a limited amount of time on this planet, on this earth. Today, the present moment, is all that we're guaranteed.
Yeah. Tomorrow is not guaranteed, folks. And too often we're reminded. Can I say something really about that?
Please do.
Just in the last week, there was a leader of song in our parish, St. Frances Cabrini. She left about within the last year to get married. Just found out. Her name is Regina, and you're in our prayers. Her husband passed.
Oh,
it was we never know, and it just grabbed. We learned yesterday at Mass. But Regina, you're in our prayers. I can't say anymore.
Yeah, but Dave, that is such an incredible reminder. I'm hearing more and more stories of this, and again, it's not a depressing thing. It's that people like me can be very lukewarm. And that's my weakness. I can be lukewarm. I tend to go through the motions. I did it for years. I need that message. I need that reminder. Gary, today, I need you to do something for me. And I think really that's what the Lord wants us to remember, that today is, right now, it's the only guarantee we have. He has a job for each of us today.
Absolutely.
There are going to be people around you. There are going to be people that you will run into today. You may never meet these people again. He's got a plan for you today. He wants, there's no doubt, Dave, the world needs Jesus Christ. The world can be an incredibly dark place. We need to be Jesus to those around us today.
Absolutely. And my point is, I mean, to Gary's point, to the Scripture's point, tomorrow's not guaranteed. So let's live every day with joy.
With joy, yes.
And evangelize where we can through the gifts that we are given. Gary, you, what a blessing.
And
our guests that are on through their music.
That's right.
You know?
And so today we are going to be uplifted by Teresa Peterson.
Amen.
Her husband James will be here as well.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, this is going to be a good show. Here's what you need to do. Stick around, because we're going to be right back with Teresa Peterson and James Shackelford. Stay tuned.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Joe DeFinis of DeFinis Insurance and Financial Group, an exclusive agency with Nationwide. providing auto, home, life, and commercial insurance, located in Roxborough with offices in Montgomery and Delaware counties. Joe can be reached at 215-483-4040. That's 215-483-4040.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit in the morning with Gary Simak.
Captives free when we thought all was lost. Redemption came to sing out love's endless song and set our hearts aflame, aflame.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. My name is Gary Zimek. Thank you for joining us on this Friday edition of the program. Well, I'm delighted we have some special guests, some old friends with us. Teresa Peterson, singer-songwriter. Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning.
Thank you so much, Gary. We're so happy to be here.
It is so good to have you along with James Shackelford, your husband.
Hey, Gary.
Brother,
how are you doing this morning?
I am doing great. Thanks for coming on the air with us. Last time you weren't on the air, right?
No, I think this is the first time I've ever been on the radio.
Oh, man.
So.
This is great. So what's going on with you guys? What is new in your lives? You're busy.
Really busy. And my favorite, whenever we get that question, for whatever reason, James and I always look at each other and get a blank stare.
Yeah, it's like that. Whatever thought you had going on, that question immediately manages to make it completely disappear. And you're like, I don't
Maybe we don't. Are we doing anything? We're like, yes. Yes, we are.
That's funny.
We have like this laundry list. We're like, oh, yes. Look at all these things. Yeah, so this past year has been such a journey for me artistically and just being able to like write and record. So I'm like, recording a new project. And it was really just inspired by God's faithfulness and just walking out in that journey and being able to sing and play and speak for so many people through the last couple years.
Yeah.
I've been just, again, really inspired by what God was doing, the movement of the Holy Spirit, and just witnessing conversion and the deepening of conversion and relationship with Jesus. And
praise God.
And it was so challenging. I was so encouraged by what you were saying, too, earlier about, like, challenging yourself out of that lukewarmness that we just are constantly, like, our flesh is just dragging us to the
complacency. Right? Doesn't it feel that way sometimes?
Your couch is really comfortable.
Oh,
and so is that thermostat. And, you know, everything's 72 and sunny inside. And and so having that challenge of trying to step out, it does seem, though, trying to walk in ministry that the Lord keeps you on your toes.
He sure does. And James, you know, a lot of people are going to be listening to this, not realizing what it takes. It sounds like, oh, we're putting out an album. But there's a lot that goes on, a lot of money involved in producing an album as well.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's not only a lot of money, it's a lot of time. So the writing process for this album, I think, began roughly in...
A year ago.
Yeah, about a year ago. And just so the writing process and then stepping into the studio, building the idea of what the songs are going to sound like, the recording process too. And so it's really, we're getting close to the end of the recording side of things.
Okay.
But it's really, it's been about a year-long process even to get to this point. And we've got still a couple months of work in front of us as well before it's a packaged product ready to sort of hit the streets and get out into people's hands.
Wow, that's amazing. But there is an opportunity for anybody listening to help you guys out, to be a part, right, Teresa, of the team.
Absolutely. We're so excited about this new opportunity, stepping out in faith, as you guys were all talking about earlier. And so this crowdfunding campaign that we are that we have launched, very exciting to say that. So it's brand new.
So it is official.
So
it's officially
alive.
Launched.
Okay, yes, awesome. Yes. And what this is an opportunity for those that are really touched by the mission of that. Like, I'm dedicating my life and my talent to really just bringing the heart of the Lord to be praised, adored, and loved, right? Mm. And I feel so called to that, and I'm so honored and humbled to that, but then asking everyone to see if they would be willing to help us in that journey too. So this first half of the record we've personally funded, and now that we're getting really close to the finish line, we're really just asking everyone to come in and see like if there's anything that you can possibly do to help. But also, it's a time to pre-order, so if you were planning on ordering the album anyway, this is a great time to do that as well.
Great.
And so there's also different levels of support that you can have, like a perk, which is kind of fun. So that was also a fun thing that James and I were able to design together, and just bring some fun things to your hands, and thank you for
now,
your support.
Now, we'll be talking more about that throughout the hour. We're also going to be offering a preview of some of the songs from the album. Live previews?
Live previews, acoustic previews, yes.
Awesome. Now, the best place to go to find out more about your work and maybe to find out how to support you, where would that be online?
Sure. I think the easiest thing is to go to my website. So that's TeresaPetersonMusic.com. So Teresa, no H.
Okay.
All right, Peterson, S-O-N, so music.com.
Perfect. Yeah. Teresa Peterson, music.com. We'll make sure we link that at spiritinthemorning.com. The creative process for songwriting, especially when you're doing songs to bring people closer to Christ, what does that involve?
It involves a lot of prayer. A lot of prayer, I've noticed, too. So there's some craft involved. Like when I spent like 10 years in the secular market. So there's there's definitely a craft there and just a honing of skills. But I have found that in trying to write authentic worship or just prayer, it needs to come from prayer and that source of life. And so adoration for me is a huge inspiration. And then also working together and co-writing. I've actually been able to collaborate a lot on this next record, which is fabulous.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah. What does it start with, Teresa? Does it start with an idea? Does it start with a riff in your head? What how did the songs begin?
So for me, it depends on a couple things. Sometimes, so if I'm in prayer, I'll be reading or reflecting on a psalm. Psalms usually inspire me a lot.
Right.
King David was really great. really creative. So and so scripture is huge. Also, different devotionals where it will strike a chord or it will say the thing that I'm experiencing. Also, I do find that if I'm just sitting at the piano, it's just like working out or getting to the gym, right?
Okay.
Sometimes the juices don't flow until you actually are sitting down doing it, right? You're like, oh, I don't want to work out.
Yeah.
Like running until I'm within like the third mile, close to the fourth one to finish, right? So, so for songwriting, I just have to be sitting there and just to be open. And so then usually too, if I'm in the motions as well, then I'll start grabbing things like my Bible or my devotional and see what kind of comes up.
It's nice to, I mean, as a writer myself, I know what it's like to sit down and force myself to write,
mm-hmm.
James, you know, and if it's not coming from the Holy Spirit, it doesn't flow. And that's what I find. You can't, especially when you're doing material like this, trying to draw people closer to the Lord, you can't just force yourself to do it.
No. Like, no.
You can, but it's not going to be. All right, you can, but we all know how it's going to turn out.
You might be scrapping it later, right? Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, but that's hard for you guys, I'm sure, to wait on the Lord.
Yeah. Oh.
Especially when you've got deadlines. Come on, Lord, I've got to get this produced. I've got things to do. Let's get going.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's surprising. Oh, the world doesn't need more of us speaking into it, right? We've got enough noise out there. We really need the Lord's voice in all this and what he has to say for people. And so it really, like Teresa was saying, it really is a process that is ideally deeply rooted in prayer and really kind of comes from what he's speaking into our lives. And then I think, like you said in the introduction too, you have enough material. He's always giving us more experiences and more material and more things to share. Just from our own lives, that it's amazing what actually touches people as you get in front of groups and as you begin to share your story and Teresa begins to share her music. It's fantastic what you see speaks into people's lives with wherever they are, too.
Isn't that a rewarding feeling when you realize what you're doing? Teresa, what's the biggest challenge that you face?
I think, what the Lord tends to come back to me and say to my heart, no matter what I'm going to his going to his feet and complaining about.
Right.
So if I feel like my if things are happening in or if everything's going wrong, or they're not happening fast enough, or I have no idea what's going on, and God, what are you doing? He's always like, Teresa, am I enough for you?
Wow.
Oh yeah, that one just sidelines me because and it really helps me center. And figure out, whoa, actually, you know what? So first of, you know, the first response is like, oh, no, I know what the right answer is, right?
Right.
And it just changes my entire perspective because, yes. Like, so the other thing of my prayer has been is that, like, our hearts are really satisfied not by the gift or the gifts, but by the giver.
Wow.
And so that has also really inspired a lot of the anchoring of this record with the faithfulness of God. And even just that, I guess, Teresa, am I enough for you? You know, of just refocusing, where is this all coming from and why are you doing what you're doing?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's hard. And James, I'm sure you're oftentimes in the role of head cheerleader.
I have a lot of hats on my wife
when I have my bad days and she encourages me. She reminds me of, you know, this is going to be okay. You know, I've written several books, and every one of them has been a fluke. And my next book's going to be a total disaster. You know, and you talk to authors, we all feel the same way. I'm sure singers go through the same thing. I have no talent. You know, woe is me.
Right.
But but that's one of your main roles is to say, no, Teresa, this is your good. The Lord has inspired you. This is your gift.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Yeah, it's fascinating. I never knew when we were going through this, just the process of dating and then getting engaged and then being married, what it was like to be married to an artist and what a deeply personal and scary thing that is to give to the world at times, too.
Yeah.
I'm sure you get this writing your books where the last book you wrote, or for Teresa, the last song she wrote was her best song that she's ever going to write.
Right.
And that willingness just to step out there and risk again and say, well, Lord, you're still speaking and you still have things for me to share. Mm. And so, and then especially as we're getting ready to put out a whole nother album where this is, it's several years of experiences and at least a year of work, that type of willingness to just step out there and say, well, here, world, this is what my life and what my relationship with God has yielded, and I'd like to share that with you. It's such a vulnerable process. And then the other thing I've noticed, too, walking through this with her, has been that it's so hard, I think, for the artist, or I'm sure for you as the writer, to have the perspective of what the Lord is actually doing.
Yeah.
Like what the victories and what the successes are.
Right.
And so I find that actually a lot of being supportive as a husband and just really trying to encourage her to keep doing this is just really kind of recounting for her what the Lord has done over the last 3 years.
That's so important. Teresa, you were talking about the Psalms. You'll see that theme oftentimes in the Psalms where King David or some of the various psalmists are reflecting on what the Lord has done in the past, because we can forget that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We can forget, well, wait a minute, you've got me here, so this next obstacle, you've got me over similar obstacles numerous times, so
yep.
Why won't you be there in the future?
Right, right. Or my favorites, too, are when they start out really sad and like, Lord, you have utterly forgotten me, and I'm in this pit. And all these others, like, yeah. And then by the end, he's like talked himself out of it. Right.
Right.
He's like, wait,
right.
He's reminded himself like who God is and what he's done. And he's just going to keep on keeping on. And then there's usually a happy psalm afterwards.
Mm-hmm. That feels like a typical day for those of us who are, in ministries. It's like, oh, Lord, well, I'm in the pit again. But you know what? I know you're there. I know you can do this. And
right.
But and that's all part of it, right? And I think, James, wouldn't you say that's what the Lord wants? He wants us to be dependent on him.
Yes.
Because otherwise we could think, hey, this is all me. What a great artist I am. But he wants us all to be dependent on him.
Well, and I think even more than that, too, it's also he wants us to trust joyfully.
Mm.
Because it's so often we hit these crises. So the Lord has brought us through all of the crises so far. And anything that's happened, he's always been greater. He's always come through for
right.
us. Every year the ministry grows. Every year we're able to get out to more people.
Right.
We're able to travel a little bit further. We're able to put out new music. We're able to reach more people. And so he's behind it all.
Mm.
And I think a lot of times when we think we're in the pit, first of all, it's been amazing to see that a lot of times I think it can feel like we're in the pit even if we're not.
Wow.
You know,
very
interesting. And so we try and remind ourselves in those moments of the reality of what the Lord has done for us, the words that he's given to us, which are a promise for his call on our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And then ultimately the fact that it's what the theme of the album is, that he is faithful. And so we try and pray through those moments by reminding ourselves the truth of who God is, the truth of what he's told us,
right.
and then that he'll ultimately come through for us.
Mm, well put. Amen. Teresa, yeah, wasn't that great? Yeah.
Amen.
When we come back from the break, we're going to go to a break shortly. You're going to perform one of the songs from the album. What are you going to sing for us?
Well, I'm singing the title track to the album. It's called Faithful.
Faithful.
Fitting, right?
How about a little explanation, the backstory of the song?
Absolutely. So this was the, again, in stepping out in faith and asking God to move, saying yes to new opportunities, stretch outside of comfort zones, constantly wondering, what am I doing? Where is this going?
Right.
Do you have a plan for my life still?
Right.
And so I wrote this as a prayer and a reminder of like who God is and that, yes, he is faithful.
All right, so when we come back, Teresa Peterson will be performing that song live. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning on Holy Spirit Radio.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years, located at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
You're listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Semak.
Nice job.
Thanks.
Teresa Peterson live in the studio. That's not easy to sing live in the studio.
No, not really.
You pull it off. The Lord is faithful, though,
amen,
right?
Amen.
Amen. He is. Why don't we believe him, Teresa?
I don't know.
Right?
But, yeah.
It's amazing. Now, that's from the new album.
From the new album.
The title track from the new album. And James, one more time, if we want to get involved and help out, how do we do that?
Okay, so just visit us at teresapetersonmusic.com. You'll see a video there that'll explain a little bit about the campaign, a little bit about what we're doing here, and then there'll be links below that to get people to the Indiegogo page, which is actually the crowdfunding website where people can find the great perks, they can donate money, and they can really support us.
You know, Teresa, it's not, I mean, as somebody who does ministry as well, it's not easy to ask for people to help, right? I'm sure it's not easy.
Right.
But it's a very rewarding thing to get involved in a project like this, because by contributing, by helping fund this, we could be a part of this with you.
Absolutely. And I think that, so I'm kind of a control freak, so I'm sure you can relate.
I can relate,
right?
Absolutely.
Right? So
absolutely.
I'm like, oh, if I don't have to risk, and if I can just work, if I can just work and never sleep, and
that's
I can
right.
make this happen,
exactly.
this would be great. So what has, but one of the best experiences I've ever had was playing a free concert about a year ago. And we just asked for a free will offering. And it was one of the first times I'd ever done that. Usually you would ask for a fee, but and we got thousands of dollars.
Wow.
It was, I was overwhelmed, and I really felt then that the Lord was like, hey, look at this. I'll take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
Will you not be afraid to ask? And it's not even about other people's pocketbooks or anything else. It is asking the Lord to move. He's like, do you trust me? Do you trust me with finances?
Right.
Do you trust me with all of these things? Do you trust me that what I'm asking you to do, I will provide?
Mm.
And it was so, I was so shocked and overwhelmed. And then, of course, I wasn't, because it's God. And so,
so then
as this, in this new step too, yes, it's really asking apart. One, it's asking,
right,
risking and saying, hey, actually, you know what? Would you like to be a part of this? Would you like to help?
Right.
And the beauty is that people do. They want to.
Exactly.
It gives them an opportunity.
See, James, that's the beautiful thing. People do want to help.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's when I look at our history as a Catholic church, it's fantastic because the church is probably the greatest patron of the arts that the world has ever known.
Wow.
You look at all the churches, especially the older churches in Europe, and you see incredible artworks. You see this cultural history that has raised people's hearts and minds to God, and it's fantastic. But then when you look at it, it also surprises me. I realized this one day that great art requires great patrons. And so the Catholic Church has some of the greatest art in the world, but it also has some of the greatest patrons in the world.
Mm.
Now, in this era, what's so fantastic is you don't need kings and royalty and aristocracy to be great patrons of art,
right,
that everybody can get involved with it. And so that's really what this crowdfunding campaign and this page is able to do, is it lets everybody become part of this creative process to support the great art that our church needs, that our youth need to hear, that our young adults need to encourage them through hard situations, and ultimately that can raise the mind of the church to the contemplation of God, to the truth of who he is and his message for their lives.
And the beautiful thing, Teresa, is that music is a big part of what we do here on Spirit in the Morning. Music is a big part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it wonderful how the Lord can draw people to him through the gift of song?
Really, in a couple minutes.
Yes.
In just a couple minutes, a block that maybe somebody hasn't experienced, or that there's like a window where all of a sudden it is within minutes you can have conversion. It's
right.
So powerful.
Right.
It's so powerful. And we have the soundtrack to our lives. I think most of us don't recognize how important music is to us as just as we exist. Right?
Has it always been a big part of your life?
Absolutely. And it's funny, too. So my dad is very musical. Like, all of his family is very musical.
Okay.
And so we grew up singing around the house and things like that. But I always found I was really drawn to I was completely obsessed with The Sound of Music. So
really?
Actually, when I was like 2 years old, I wouldn't sleep and I would demand. I was like, I want Maria. And that's the only way I would go to sleep was watching her. Music has always dramatically impacted who I am. So it makes sense that at a time when I was a young person and I was on a Catholic youth retreat and there was praise and worship in adoration. And that was for me where I had a conversion. I've always been Catholic, so I don't know what we say. But basically, my faith became real to me.
Right.
And then, and the
and
Lord
most of us
real.
Have had that point.
Yeah.
The reversion.
Or the, yes.
Yeah. All of a sudden, like, wow, God's real.
He's not just an idea. He's a person. And he loves me.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
Yeah. And so that's when, and I also knew again, too, of like walking when you, in your faith as well as, and even just as you're growing up and you're like, oh my gosh, I have a gift. Perhaps I need to use this.
Right.
And so, and an interest. And so then as it's all converged now into this beautiful thing, this ministry too, that what a gift that what dramatically impacted me, I can hopefully then help other people. I can maybe hopefully pull the veil back where the Lord can just swoop in there.
Exactly. And he will. And James, you're a musician too. You can relate, I'm sure.
I do, yeah. I actually play drums for Teresa. I get to wear quite a few hats.
You do?
It's fun because I like a lot of challenges. I like a really dynamic environment. And
so are
I
you
have
saying
hard...
being married to Teresa is challenging? Sorry, brother.
We live unique lives.
Yes, we do.
I think that's the best thing is we live unique lives. So I have a hard time focusing on any one thing. And so it's great when I work with her because I get to focus on 500 things.
Yeah.
And I get to really try my hand at all of these odd things that I would never try any other way. You know, doing a little bit of promotions, sending emails for booking, trying to come up with interesting events for people, trying to design content and build t-shirts and phone cases and really interesting packages of stuff that hopefully we can get out to people. It's really neat. It's a fantastic experience.
Isn't that great how the Lord challenges? And this is what I found. I was a business major, and here I am doing PR, I'm doing speaking, I'm doing writing, I'm on TV, radio. I never thought I would be doing these things, but the Lord calls you to do something.
Right.
And the beautiful thing about the Lord, and we'll talk about this, we'll do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse toward the end of the show, He'll often call us to do something, and we'll say, oh, no, that's not me. You got the wrong guy, Lord.
Right.
But it happened with Moses. Mm-hmm. It happened with Jeremiah. It happened with Joshua. It happened with Gideon. All of these people called by the Lord said, no. Somebody else can do this. The Lord said, no, I've chosen you.
Right.
Yeah.
If he calls us, he will give us what we need. God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. That really is true, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think, too, that and with each step as we take in that trusting in God's faithfulness, especially when we feel very much unqualified, it keeps us low.
Right.
And humble. It keeps us on our knees, and we're begging God. And I think that helps us I think that inadequacy we feel, I think as humans, really helps us remain open and humble.
But I don't like that, Teresa. I have a problem with that.
Doesn't feel great.
But you're so right, because when we feel that inadequacy, when we feel that, well, I can't do this, the Lord says, exactly.
Yes.
Apart from me, you can do nothing. But with me, you can do all things. He wants us to feel that way, right, James?
Oh, absolutely. What I've tended to notice in my own life as we've walked further into this process, and then what I've seen in Teresa's life too, it's very interesting because whatever opportunity, a lot of times it's really enticing and it's absolutely captivating. You're like, wow, I would love to be doing that. But then at the same time, it's absolutely terrifying.
Right.
And so it's this weird mix of like, that sounds fascinating, and I don't think I can do that in any way, shape, or form, you know? And so then being willing to kind of step through that, walk through that door, and that's that trust. And then it ends up being really everything you could hope for and more when you're actually in the moment doing it.
Yeah. So I totally agree with that. And when you look at the story of the Blessed Mother, when the angel appeared to her to announce that she has been chosen to become the mother of the Savior. I mean, what an incredible example of what saying yes can do.
Right. And she's just so pleasant about it, too. She's like, oh, I'm a little puzzled.
Yep.
Right? Not really sure how.
Asks the question, right?
Sure.
The angel says, oh, it's going to happen by the power of the Holy Spirit. And she's okay with that.
Like, cool. All right.
Okay.
I know.
Right? That's all she needs. I would be saying, wait a minute. You got to tell me how we're going to talk to Joseph about this.
Right?
I need to know day by day how we're going to get through this. What am I going to tell my family? How's this going to work out? How much inconvenience is this? That's not what she said. She said, fine. That's all I needed. You told me how it's going to be done. I'm in.
And it also reminds me of St. Faustina is such a huge inspiration for me as well. And I constantly go to her when I'm in adoration, wondering what God is doing with my life.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one passage just recently where she too was lamenting, since the Lord had ordained her as the secretary of his mercy. That's kind of a...
Wow.
No pressure there, right?
No pressure there, yeah. And she was, you know, called to bring that picture of the divine image, the divine mercy image. And it took a while, it took years before she passed away, before all this, you know, came to fruition. And times when it was really laid on her heart and she was really concerned about how it was going to happen, since she was neither a painter or anything like that, right? You know, she's a cloistered nun. 20 people knew who she was. And I was so moved that she's like, and when I get troubled and my heart wants to worry, I go to adoration and I just say, Lord, you can do all things.
Wow.
And then I spend the rest of my time loving him instead of wasting my energy worrying and fretting and all this other stuff. And I was like, whoa. Of course, a much more eloquent in the Divine Mercy.
Yeah, right, right.
You know, her journal, her diary. But when I read that, I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend more time just loving you and letting you take care of how it's going to come about, Lord.
Wow. Because
yeah.
He can do all things. One of the things I find amazing from St. Faustina's diary is, and I talk when I go out and I speak about overcoming anxiety, I touch on this. In the diary, Jesus revealed to St. Faustina the two greatest obstacles to holiness, and I'm sure you know this, anxiety and discouragement.
Oh.
And like, for those of us who do what we do, Teresa, right, every day, are you with me?
Yes.
Right? But that's the problem because, and then the evil one gets in there and wants to say, of course you can't do this. Of course you never can, you can't put out another mm-hmm. song. You're never going to make a living this way. You're not going to be able to pay your bills. You have no talent.
Right.
You know, so many lies that get placed in our heads, but we ignore the Lord's words in Scripture over and over mm-hmm. again. I can do all things. Nothing mm-hmm. is impossible for God, right?
Amen. Amen.
And it's really the challenge, I think, for all of us is rooting ourselves in the truth of who he is through his word, too.
Yes.
Because if we, and maybe that's the difference between our Blessed Mother and all of us, is that without that stain of original sin, you can be in proper relationship with God where you just know who he is, you know his goodness, and that's actually what enables all of our trust and our joy to flow forth. And so for us, I think it's challenging because we live in a world that has wounded us and that has hurt us at times and that things haven't worked out and that dreams have been shattered.
Yeah.
And so it can be so hard to trust again and to just reach back out and try and grab whatever it is that the Lord wants to give us.
So true. And James and Teresa, this doesn't just apply to those of us who are writers or musicians. Everybody out there, mm-hmm. this applies to them. Dave was talking about somebody who lost her husband suddenly.
Oh.
We hear stories like this. Somebody loses a job. They don't know how they're going to pay the bills.
Right.
They don't know how they're going to make it through the day.
Sure.
That's this same message applies to everyone.
Absolutely. Absolutely everyone. And then how you're saying even earlier too, where we are only half this moment.
Right.
As well.
Right.
So this is the moment that we're living in, and to be trusting in God and not to be living in the future or the past or right of just trying to be right here, right now.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right.
That's right. Because
yeah.
the future is uncertain.
Right.
The past is gone.
Right.
All we have is the present.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the Lord wants us. He wants us to make the most of this day. All right, I'm going to be so bold as to ask you when we come back from break, Teresa Peterson, would you perform another tune for us?
Absolutely.
And what might that tune be?
All right, so this is a collaboration I did, a co-write I wrote with my friend Dana Catherine.
Dana, she's a friend of the program we've had her here on.
Yes, and so it's called Deeper. And so Deeper. I'm really excited. It's probably one of the most upbeat songs on the record.
All right, when we come back, Teresa Peterson once again performing live with Spirit in the Morning.
Love is what we come here for. This is why we stay.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Summers and Zims. Summers and Zims provides quality service in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning and refrigeration. They are proud to serve Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square. They also serve southern and eastern Lancaster County. Summers and Zims telephone number is 610-593-5129, and their website is sumzim.com.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
I'm
Excellent, excellent. Wow. Teresa, you crushed it.
Oh, thank you.
Man, that was good. That's Deeper from the new album, and the title is
Faithful,
right?
Yes.
For the new album by Teresa Peterson. All right, guys, I want to read the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. I want to get both of you in on this as well. We do these every day. These come from my book, Stop Worrying and Start Living. Typically, I don't read some of the meditation that I read. I just read the Be Not Afraid Bible verse and talk about it. But it's so appropriate today. If I could, I just want to read what I wrote about. Let me read the verse and read briefly the paragraph I wrote about this, because it's such a message for us. It comes from Exodus 4:10. But Moses said to the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, either heretofore or since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and of tongue. And here's what I wrote about this. Have you ever felt that God was calling you to do something, but you dismissed the idea because you thought you weren't good enough? If so, you and Moses have something in common. When asked by God to lead the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt, Moses declined because he lacked speaking skills. By responding the way he did, he totally ignored an important fact. God will never ask us to do anything without providing the assistance that we need. Mm-hmm. It's so true, isn't it? I mean,
so
but
true.
Yet we forget that. We all forget that. I can't do this. Mm. There's no way I'm going to get through this. This sickness, too much for me to bear. This sudden loss of a spouse, difficulty with a child. He's going to be there for us, isn't he? No matter what.
Absolutely. And what a, how, that's awesome. Especially with, was that the date?
Yeah, today's October 27th. Yeah.
I think that's a Holy Spirit moment right
there.
That's
why
I
read
it,
because we were talking about this.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
I mean, it's just so, but I struggle with this, guys, every day. I'm not going to be able to do this, Lord. You asked me to do something that I can't handle, but that's never true.
Never true. And I think the Lord really stretches us in this way, and it grows our faith. That
right.
it's not maybe like punishment, but it's an opportunity that we're being weaned off of the milk, you know, right? And as the solid foods of our faith. And the Lord is saying, no, I know I'm building a strong spirit within you. A strong spirit within you, and so that he can work through us, and he's going to show us what we really are made of.
Because sometimes, James, would you agree, we think we can't handle something, but the Lord says, no, you can handle it, but you need to ask for my help.
Absolutely. Well, and we forget, too, we're in the middle of the story, but he sees the finished product.
Wow.
So I think you as a father would probably know this. You know what your daughters are capable of even before they do.
Right.
And so if you see a situation that's challenging for them, you tell them that they can do it. You ask them to do it because you know ultimately that they can. They just need to learn who they are, the character that they have, and who they were created to be. And so I think it's probably mostly the same way with God's perspective, where he sees the destination that he's taking us
to,
where we get distracted by the stones on the road and we don't know if we can do it.
And we're sometimes trying to assess our successfulness, Teresa, with incomplete data. Because like James said, we're in the middle of the story. We don't know this is going to, I'm a failure. This is not going to work out, right? But we are not seeing the complete picture. Another thing I forgot to mention, another one of my favorite pieces of information from St. Faustina's diary, is that Jesus told St. Faustina, the reason we fall so much, the reason we do fail or whatever we're trying to do, is because we don't ask for help. It's so simple. That's almost too simple. Dave Parker, isn't it? We overcomplicate
things. Teresa and James, what James just said, I mean, that's a quote. Can I quote that? I'll put some music behind it. Oh, I mean, it was well said.
It really was.
So I'm just so inspired by these two. And you
too,
Gary. Oh, I mean, but what a beautiful show we're having.
This has really been special. I mean, this is what happens when the Holy Spirit gets involved. Mm. And we prayed before we started. We asked the Holy Spirit to speak through us. He does a better job than if we tried to do this on our own and we scripted this.
Absolutely.
We did not script any of this.
Nope, not even a little bit.
Other than
praying, right? And being
That's right, for the most part, yeah.
And a great person running the show, too. That always helps.
That's right, Dave Parker.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
But this has been fun. This has been fun having you guys on. We need to do it more often.
Okay.
Now, I understand there's rumors of a Teresa Peterson concert tonight?
Yes, yes. Out at St. Rose of Lima Parish. And so that's in North Wales. So that's
Right around the corner, close.
Your neck of the woods.
So like, so from 6 to 9 p.m., they're having an Oktoberfest. So like a celebration. And they're going to have like food and beer. And we will be entertaining the masses, right? Yeah, so for about an hour in there. I believe we're going to be starting about like 7:30 or 8. So... Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What will you be performing? Any songs from the new album?
Yeah, so new album, previous album, some other like wonderful covers in there. Hopefully make a very enjoyable hour 15.
Yeah, so we're gonna bring out the acoustic trio. So we have a guitar player that joins us. His name is Paul, and he's fantastic.
Nice.
And then I'll be playing a little bit of percussion, and Teresa will be running the show there.
Oh.
Yes, I'll be running the show.
That feels good.
Yeah.
You feel empowered, Teresa, right? You're going to be running the show.
I will be.
We know who the boss is.
Yeah. Jesus is the boss.
So remind us again where it is and what time, and do we need, we can just go? We don't need to.
So it's at St. Rose of Lima in North Wales.
Okay.
The whole event is 6 to 9 p.m. So it's a $15 suggested donation.
Okay.
And so with that, there's a catered dinner. There's going to be some beer tasting available. There's actually going to be, I think, a few different musical groups too. And then we should be going on sometime around 7:30.
Nice.
But really want to get there at 6 if you can, because it's going to be a whole fun evening.
Oh, yeah. Beer, food, and Teresa Peterson. Mm-hmm. I mean, Dave Parker.
Yeah. What more could you ask for?
<That's right. laughs>
Life is good. Thank you, Jesus.
No, this is good. And you're planning on more events? You're doing some tour planning right now. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. And we'll be here in a few weeks. We'll be going out to the National Catholic Youth Conference in Indianapolis.
Whoa.
It's like over 20,000 youth where they come together and just celebrate being, you know, young Catholic Christians.
Wow.
Right? Yeah. Yep. So I was invited to play there. So we're excited about that. And yeah, we're really hoping to have our tour dates up in the spring.
And we can follow you online to find out all these tour dates at TeresaPetersonMusic.com. No H.
No H.
All right. So I got that right. Okay. What's really cool, too, is I noticed that your video was highlighted on a recent episode of Life on the Rock
from
EWTN. Yes. How neat was that?
That was surreal. Actually, it was so cool.
I bet it was.
Right? You're like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this is actually happening. And so it was live on television. I had a worldwide debut.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Woo. And then they shared it on their Facebook page too. So it got like over 20,000 views. I don't know. That's just amazing.
Praise God for that. Yep. And it's funny. My wife happened to see that on the EWTN Facebook feed. And she says, hey, look, it's Teresa Peterson's video. So that is really cool. That's really nice. I want to thank you guys for joining us on the program today. It's always special to, I hope you continue to remember us now that you're
absolutely
a mega star.
I mean,
you guys, you know?
Oh, yes. Well, definitely.
Holy Spirit, who? What was that? What was that guy's name, that host? But,
Dave Parker.
But this was fun. Thanks so much for joining us on the program today.
What a blessing.
Yeah, it really was. So we want to thank you for listening to the show. Remember to check out Teresa online, get involved, become a part of the new project, TeresaPetersonMusic.com. On behalf of Dave Parker and everybody here at Holy Spirit Radio, this is Gary Zimak reminding you that wherever you go today, whatever you do, the Lord is with you. Just make sure you turn around and say hi. Talk to you next time. Have a wonderful week. God bless.